Well, the inaugural SBS Short Film Festival over the weekend showcased 14 films from Australian creatives from diverse backgrounds.
My name is Paul, and among many other interesting things about me, I was born profoundly deaf.
One of those films, Definition, was about Paul Vagnarelli, who was born profoundly deaf. In just 10 minutes, Paul takes us into his world in an experience that's both funny and moving. Paul came into the studio today. I asked him about the fact that he appears in the film wearing a shirt that matches the wallpaper behind him.
Sometimes when you make a film, the environment in the film is the extension of the character, of the person. So I'm kind of like invisible. I know I'm part of a minority, kind of blending in the background.
It's easy to be forgotten because in the film you're sitting at a dinner party, everybody's turned away from you. So is that how you feel when everybody starts talking quickly and you suddenly are left out of things?
Yes, that happened very often, so that's why I decided to include it in the film, because it's very important to me. It happened regularly, especially in a noisy environment where there's lots of people talking and a big group of people talking. Sometimes at the beginning of the group gathering, you start talking to people individually and face-to-face. That it works for me, face-to-face lip reading. But then eventually the conversation builds up and people turn away and start talking with each other. Somebody may be speaking to the group, and the majority of the group is hearing people who can talk very quickly, too quickly for me to repeat. So I miss out as a fellow.
Must be very difficult to deal with that, because most people just forget, don't they? They start well-meaning and then they just speed up or mumble or do whatever, forget. Your film reminds people, but in real life, do you have to remind people?
Yes, I do. I have to remind people to speak more clearly, a little bit slower, not louder, just slower. But sometimes it's hard to do that because if I want to be polite, I have to interrupt people, interrupt the conversation. It feels very rude of me to interrupt the whole group.
If you have not got one sense, like hearing, does it make the others better? Like there must be a good side to not having hearing.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like more aware visually. So I can detect movement, like 180 degrees. Something might feel threatening if it comes towards me and the side of my vision. So I have to look to see what's happening, so make sure it's safe.
So given that you're visually extremely aware, that fits well with your desire to be a cinematographer. Yes. Tell me about that ambition.
Yes. I've always been interested in photography, and I do some photography myself. Cinematography is, I find it a new goal, ambition that I want to undertake. So I'm only at the beginning.
And what was it like to have to expose your own life, your family life, your beautiful new baby? How does it feel to expose all that on a film?
Well, I kind of have to put on a brave face to say everyone had issues in life, and I think I'm trying to show that I'm dealing with my issue and getting on with my life at the same time. So I hope it's encouraging to people. Yeah.
That's Paul Vagnarelli, whose film Definition I thoroughly recommend that you see, and we'll put a direct link to that on the Wire website.